We continue in Daniel, the ninth chapter. The bulk of this chapter is the prayer of Daniel. And in that prayer, we saw that Daniel is appealing to God, a keeper of the covenant, to take action, not on the behalf of the goodness of his people or any merit they have, but simply because of his own name, that is God's name. He wants God's name to be vindicated in the world. He reminds God that this is his people. This is his sanctuary. This is his land. This is his city. And it's time to take action because the 70 years are up. So let's talk a little bit more about answered prayer. There are three ingredients of answered prayer. And I've noticed that for many people, their favorite verse on prayer is James, the first chapter in verse 6. But let him ask in faith without any doubting, for the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For let not the man expect that he will receive anything from the Lord. So sometimes people think the reason that I don't have answered prayer is because I must have some doubts. So they try real hard to push doubts out of their mind and just cling with faith. And then they still wonder sometimes, why doesn't God hear me? Well, there are three conditions to answered prayer. And obviously, we should not doubt. We should have faith. That's clear. But let's look at these three conditions. Isaiah 59 verse 1 and 2. Behold, the Lord's hand is not so short that it cannot save, neither is his ear so dull that it cannot hear. But your iniquities, those are sins, have made a separation between you and your God, and your sins have hidden his face from you so that he does not hear. Does this mean that God only hears and answers the prayer of those who are sinless, those who are perfect? No, it isn't saying that at all. But there is such a thing as hidden sin, or we think it's hidden. Nothing is hidden from God. But there are favorite sins that we have. We know we shouldn't be involved in, but we're clinging to them. We can't seem to let them go. It's saying your iniquities have hidden his face from you, and he cannot hear. So my appeal to you is to get rid of known sin in your life. If you're having a struggle, ask for God for power to overcome that struggle and do everything in your power to overcome that struggle, to take the temptation out of your life. Bible says, flee from the devil and resist the devil and he will flee from you. There needs to be a fleeing in both directions. So that's the first problem and the first condition of answered prayer. We need to be people who have integrity. We need to be doing what we can with the Lord's help to be overcomers of the devil and his temptation. Secondly, is God's will. It needs to be God's will. Jesus, in what we call the Lord's Prayer or the example prayer for the disciples and for us, said, talked about God's will. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Jesus, in his final hours there in the Garden of Gethsemane, said, nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. So we need to expect not simply answers to what we want, but we need answers to what God wants in our lives. We always must pray in God's will. So the second point in answered prayer is that it needs to be God's will. Thirdly, it needs to be God's timing. There are things that are God's will. He wants to do for us and he will do for us, but it's not time yet. A good example is the 70 years of Babylonian captivity. Let's just imagine that 10 years into the captivity, in Babylon, there was a little group of people that met every Wednesday night in one of their homes. And they snacked together and they read from the scrolls of the prophets and they prayed earnestly. They recognized that they were in captivity for their sins and the sins of their fathers. They were truly repentant. They prayed, Lord, we're so sorry for what we have done. And then they prayed, please take us back home. We want to be home. We recognize the evil that we have brought on ourselves, and so now take us home. Okay, is it God's will that they go home, that they repent and go home? Yes. Is it his timing? No. He said it would be 70 years. And so the three Qualifications for answered prayer. Number one, we must have sincere hearts, not dabbling with known sin. Secondly, it needs to be God's will. And thirdly, it needs to be God's timing. Pastor Dennis, RealityCheckSeminars.com.